With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
With the 10th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Patrick Mahomes, the second quarterback, Texas Tech. With the 12th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Deshaun Watson.
The link between Deshaun Watson and Pat Mahomes, we're going to get into that in just a sec. We're going to take a trip down memory lane to what they were saying back then, and should we have seen what's happening right now coming. But before we do that, I got to say, John,
yeah,
you are the biggest slime ball in this building right now.
Why are you?
And I gotta say, man, sometimes you don't realize, because we talk for a living, you don't realize that your words really do impact
Words
people.
Matter? Are you going to go there?
Words do matter. And yesterday on the show at 1 o'clock, John Lopez was listing with people at Sports Radio 610 that he would least want a room with.
Right.
And we have a web guy by the name of Brad Wright. We call him Spoon. He's a very, very good guy. If you enjoy our website, Sports Radio 610, he is the mastermind behind it. He was in the poll, and he was the person that John Lopez least wanted to room with.
Yes.
And this is what the OG had to say about our web guy.
All right, the one that I would least want to room with, number one on your list, is Spoon the web guy.
Elaborate why.
Spoon is, he's got a beer gut, all right? He's not fat. Well, I mean, he's big, but he's not like you think fat, you think like you know, a house.
Okay, so what's wrong with rooming with a fat guy?
He's a big dude.
You just don't want to do that?
It's the beer gut. The beer gut is the deal breaker. I literally said he's not fat. Literally those exact
But
words.
Then there was a dramatic pause after. Listen to this, Figgy. Play it one more time. Play where he says that. So you said he wasn't fat, but you had a pause afterwards.
That's because you were rolling your eyes at me, like saying,
Lopez,
oh, yes, he is.
Come on. Don't bring me into this. Just listen
to
this.
Oh, man. I wish we had that video evidence. I wish the cameras were working.
I didn't say he was fat. Listen to this. Tell me if he said he was fat. 713-572-4610. If you were listening, did you get a sense that Lopez was calling him fat? Do that again, Figgy.
He's got a beer gut, all right? He's not fat. Well, I mean, he's big, but he's not like you think fat, you think like...
All right.
Like, you know.
So anyway, so Brad Spoon Wright yesterday, last night, he tweets out a picture of himself sweating, and he says, I'm working on it, John Lopez. So apparently you fat-shamed him right into a workout, John Lopez.
Yeah, he was tweeting out pictures of himself sweating and working out, and he said, hey, at Lopez on Sports... I'm working on it. I literally said the words, he's not fat. Literally those exact words.
It's almost like saying no offense. And then you say something very
Bless
offensive.
His heart.
Yeah.
He's not fat. He's just big boned.
Yeah. You fat shamed my man Spoon.
No, I did not.
You absolutely did. By the way, Pave Tex is trying to call in right now after yesterday's choke job. I don't want to hear from that clown. I mean, that was
he
pathetic
went,
yesterday. No. Disgrace.
He went B-Rabbit, man.
Just an absolute disgrace yesterday. We might take his call. We might not. He might be suspended for a week after that garbage that he put on yesterday. Mm-hmm. The link between Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, what better way to revisit what people were saying heading into the draft, in which Mahomes was selected 10th and Watson was selected 12th, then to go back and listen to these two guys, or specifically listen to Pat Mahomes talking to John Gruden leading up to the draft. This is Pat Mahomes going over his highlights with John Gruden back when he was at ESPN, at ESPN Gruden quarterback camp.
Like, how the hell did you, what made you from the right hash mark to the wide side of the field? What the hell are you doing here? Look at this throw. It's a touchdown. But how did you get there?
I mean, I just like my matchup with that receiver. I thought he could beat him when I'll beat him down the field. And as well as I saw, read the safety, he was with my inside guy, so I was trying to make the throw.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I mean, you know, the way I see the world, what would I have done?
Hit the check down.
Look at Spoon. Spoon in here laughing. Well, we might get Spoon. Looks like he just worked out. The segment.
Still glowing a little bit.
He's looking good. Yeah. He's looking sharp.
Wow.
Pat Mahomes, more with John Gruden leading up to the draft. This is some more film study with Chucky.
And I'm watching you play. How the hell did you, what made you from the right hash mark to the wide side of the field?
That's awesome. I mean, you know, the way I see the world, what would I have done?
Hit the check down.
What are you doing here?
Every warm up, I come down. The last few throws, I throw anywhere from 65 to like 75, 80 yards.
Have you ever thrown it out of the stadium?
Not yet. Not yet.
Have you tried?
No, I have not tried yet.
I could have some fun with you, man.
I got to tell you, as awesome as Gruden, as Chucky is on those interviews, they've kind of diminished in my mind because he's just not, his bad season is just kind of like.
They're rebuilding.
Yeah, I know. No, I think they're going to be, plan. I think they're going to be ready for Vegas. It just sounds weird.
Yeah, they got a plan. But Pat Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, there was a debate leading up to the draft. Which one would you rather have? The Chiefs made it very clear who they would rather have. They would rather have Mahomes than Watson. And this is, I pulled the audio of the immediate reaction from Mel Kiper, Gruden, and Lewis Riddick as soon as each guy was drafted. I want you to listen closely to what they say about the situation Mahomes is going into and the situation Deshaun Watson is going into. First, we'll play the Pat Mahomes. This is the immediate reaction seconds after he was selected with the 10th pick by the Kansas City Chiefs.
This kid has, I think, a lot more potential moving forward than people think, considering the fact that a lot of people will write him off because of the system he comes from, saying, hey, where's the successful quarterback coming out of this basically run-and-shoot type offense, John? And that's the issue that Mahomes got to prove, that he can do something nobody else can do. That kid's got guts at throwing the football.
Look, there's no doubt that there are concerns about Patrick Mahomes as far as his development, meaning this, he has some things he's going to have to work on, but there's no better place to go to than the Kansas City Chiefs to work on him. Look, the bad decisions, the reckless throws, Coach Gruden already mentioned the fact that he has some Brett Favre in him, and Coach Reed loves that. His footwork, his mechanics, his release, all these are kind of the kind of things that Coach Reed, Matt Nagy, the offensive coordinator, these are kind of things they're going to have to really fix for Patrick and really get him so it's become second nature to him. And I know how these guys teach quarterbacks. I watched it for years, and they will get it squared away. Although I have concerns about it, this is the perfect place for it.
All right, so you heard him right there.
Yeah.
These are three things that you took from that analysis, John. No better place to be. We'll get it squared away, and there's no better place for him to be, as I said previously.
And let's give credit. Sometimes that analysis is right. Everybody always plays the things when whatever, you know, they talk about some player that is not going to be a fit, is not going to be any good, and then they're awesome. The thing about Patrick Mahomes, I mean, the system is still going to be an issue for a lot of guys, but more NFL teams are running that system, and he has that rocket launcher. You know, I mean, that's just, it's just a different level for him. They were right, and he's just been a great fit there.
Yeah, and they said Andy Reid would get it straight. 1 year with Pat Mahomes as the starter, you're hosting the AFC Championship game. He's probably going to be the league MVP. So they already knew that Andy Reid was going to maximize what Pat Mahomes was, and he's done it 1 year in.
Right.
Deshaun Watson, two picks later. What were they saying about Deshaun Watson going to play for Bill O'Brien? This is the immediate reaction after Watson was selected.
He's got to be more accurate in the pocket. He's got to be more precise. He's got to make better decisions. There's tighter windows in the NFL, much tighter than in college, and he struggled with bad decisions and bad interceptions that should not have been thrown. So while Deshaun Watson had a great finish, he didn't have a great start. That's why he did not win the Heisman Trophy, but he finished like money. We know he is, John. Playoffs, fourth quarter overall, he was at his best. We'll see if he can be more consistent as an NFL quarterback under Bill O'Brien.
This is a young man that's been in the no-huddle offense. It's going to take him a little time to develop in the pocket. Deshaun Watson loves crunch time, and it brings out the best in him.
Yeah, without a doubt. And look, Coach O'Brien, everything I've been able to ascertain about this offense is that it puts a lot on the quarterback. A lot on the quarterback as far as his ability to communicate with everyone else within the offense. That's going to be one of the areas that Deshaun is going to have to master, and Bill O'Brien's going to have to master, and maybe even consider, hey, Do I have to change my offense a little bit so I can get my return on investment faster? Because you're not moving up and drafting this kid to sit him on the bench behind Tom Savage.
Well, you kind of are, and that's kind of what they did. But you just noticed the difference between what they were saying. They said that Andy Reid 100% will get it squared away with Pat Mahomes, mm-hmm. but Bill O'Brien, he has a lot to work with, and maybe he can get it mastered.
Isn't that something? I mean, they nailed that, too. Because Deshaun Watson, as awesome as he's been, and he has been clutch in crunch time, as they just said right there, has had some issues, you know, from the pocket. Now, he had a good stretch this year at the end of the year without interceptions, but then he threw some crucial interceptions, or definitely one crucial interception in the playoff game.
Yeah,
and it's Bill O'Brien. They were talking about Bill O'Brien before we were talking about Bill O'Brien with this guy.
It was interesting how they said they didn't bring him in here to sit behind Tom Savage, and they actually did.
Yeah, Tom Savage.
Of all the things that have happened the last 2 years with the Houston Texans, I think the worst look for the Houston Texans, first of all, it was moronic to start Tom Savage over Deshaun Watson. That was idiotic from the very beginning. And that was just the right. There will not be any – Bill O'Brien will not do anything dumber than mm-hmm. that.
No.
And he can use hindsight and say that maybe it was Rick Smith's idea or whatever.
Well, but he has. He's intimated that it was an organizational decision.
Whatever. It was absolutely moronic to begin with. First of all, that the guy lingered around for 4 years around the organization, and then you started him over to Deshaun Watson, and then you bailed on that one half into the season, just two quarters into the season. But the worst look of that whole thing is the guy that you let linger around your organization for 4 years in Tom Savage, the guy that you named the starter one season, 1 year later, got cut twice from two different teams and then got signed by a third only because two quarterbacks on the active roster got hurt in Cincinnati. Yeah. When you let a guy linger around for 4 years and then start
and nobody can get him a job.
No, and he gets cut multiple times the very next season, that's a bad look on you.
It is.
That's a very, very bad look on you. And I just don't know. I don't know how that makes any sense. And I threw it out there during the Cowboys-Rams game. Mm-hmm. And Wade Smith, who, by the way, was a fan of the Tom Savage decision, I think he even talked about being able to trade him for picks or something like that. Mm-hmm. He kind of tried to use the watch the tape mentality when I was talking about C.J. Anderson being picked off the streets and making impacts in playoff games and Alfred Blue lingering around. He tried to use the system thing. But this is my thing. I strongly wonder if Alfred Blue got cut. Let's say Alfred Blue got cut mm-hmm. or they let him go this year. Does another team actually pick up Alfred Blue?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, I don't think as a regular, you know, more as a special team / backup running back, what he's done here. I mean, it's possible that his options are going to be limited, you know, because he's a running back that's been around now for a little bit. But Alfred Blue, when people start going down that road, it's like he's a modern day, was it Kevin Walter? Oh, y'all don't understand how good he blocks. Oh, you don't understand how much Alfred Blue really does. Well, I do understand that running backs are supposed to be running backs first. You know, I do understand that wide receivers are supposed to catch the ball. Okay, God bless Kevin Walter. Good dude, all that. It's like, Jadeveon Clowney. Now, Clowney, we know, is at a higher level and does much more, but that's why he has to have sacks. You know, you play that position to rack up the sacks.
It's just, I really wonder what went into the process of keeping Tom Savage around 4 years, but I'll let that go. I'm trying to let it go, John. It just bothers me that you evaluated this guy for 4 years and he clearly can't play, but you named him your starter at the start of the season. It makes no sense. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Pat Mahomes likes ketchup. And this is Pat Mahomes talking about his love for ketchup earlier this year. And it led to him signing a ketchup endorsement deal with Hunt's Ketchup, which is probably the nastiest ketchup in the world.
I don't think it's that weird, but I put it on my macaroni and cheese, but people seem to think that's a weird thing. Some people think that's disgusting, but I mean, it's good to me. not really. I have Hunt's, I do Heinz, I do it all. My favorite probably is the Whataburger ketchup. That's what Texas people would know that.
Okay, so I'm going to have a ketchup taste contest tomorrow with Mike and Seth.
That's going to be great.
That's easy, though.
It's just a zero done doubt. Deal.
Like, it's not like your Skittles challenge with Stutes. It's very easy. Like, it's going to be, like, you know the difference between Heinz and Hunt's ketchup. Like, it's not even debatable.
Right.
Like, that's just an easy one.
It's definitely easier than Skittles.
I mean, easy. Very, very easy. Like, so that's what we're going to do tomorrow. Do that tomorrow at about 9:40 with with Mike and Seth. We're talking about getting French fries. It's whatever. We can dip whatever. We can do some hash browns since it's the morning time. But
do macaroni and cheese.
That'll be easy. I ain't putting ketchup and mac and cheese, dude. I'll do a lot of stuff, but I ain't putting no ketchup.
I'm a big
on
ketchup fan.
Cheese.
I've always been.
Now put some barbecue sauce on some mac and cheese.
Yeah, that's more common, you know, than ketchup.
Yeah, I'll get down on that, but I'm not putting any ketchup on mac and cheese. We just listened to Gruden QB camp with two very, very solid quarterbacks. Neither one of these guys can hold the jock of Ryan Mallett, former Texans great Ryan Mallett. We remember his quarterback battle with Brian Hoyer, who, by the way, is a play away from playing in a conference championship. If Tom Brady breaks his leg, Brian Hoyer is going out there jogging on that field. Ryan Mallett also did John Gruden QB camp, and really there's no ties here. I just wanted to hear from Ryan Mallett because I don't even know what he's doing right now. Is he still in the league?
He
was with Baltimore, but I don't think he's there anymore.
He's not there anymore?
He's probably out of the league. Who knows what Ryan Mallett's up to? Mm-hmm. But this is Ryan Mallett, the best of Ryan Mallett with John Gruden during QB camp. And again, there's no reason why I'm doing this. I just want to hear Ryan Mallett talk.
How do you handle all the criticism? I hear people that criticizing you, questioning you. How do you handle all that right now?
I just do what I know how to do. Just play football.
Mm-hmm. Because I felt like you were almost getting interrogated, man, at the combine. I mean, they're asking you some tough questions.
Yes, sir.
What'd I say I would do to you if I was playing against you?
Blitz the crap out of
me. Why would I, though?
Because I'm not fast.
That voice is pretty deep, man. Now, you got a hard count?
Yes, sir.
Brad Johnson, my boy, he had a great hard count. Let me hear what you got. See if you can make me jump.
Down! 22-88! 22
and he's
on!
Pretty good.
All right. Who has the best hard count? No, I'm just kidding.
Mahomes had a pretty good hard count, or at least it looked good the other day. The Colts are jumping off sides like crazy. But Ryan Mallett, shout out to Ryan Mallett. If you're listening, give us a call, Ryan Mallett. We'd love to hear from you, 713-572-4610. He might actually be sleeping right now. Of all the things you talked about, what people are doing, I think Ryan Mallett's probably in bed
He's in bed.
He's in bed right now. There's probably like some Taco Bell wrappers on the floor and maybe a little bit of who knows what else floating around there. Coming up next, there's a Texas connection on display on Sunday. We're going to hear from the two people in that connection. And also, who has the most to lose? Who has the least to lose this weekend? The OG will let us know that. It's In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.